DLH commented on You Pick Up Your Best Friend's Drunk Older Sister and said, I'm actually very impressed by the drunk acting, enough to where I wouldn't be surprised if you actually got sloshed for this, lol. Thank you for saying that, because I was honestly a little nervous I wouldn't do a good job, because I've never had a drop of alcohol in my life, so I kind of just was going off of like what I've seen in TV. So I'm glad it was believable. Thank you. Nate is here, commented on your new neighbor isn't as annoying as you thought, and said, okay, so can I make a confession? I'm low-key ashamed to admit this, but I am scared of the Oompa Loompas from the 2005 Charlie and the Chocolate Factory. I don't know, they just freak me out. Just the way they move and the way they sing and dance, and I just think they're creepy. I still have nightmares about the Augustus Gloop song they sing in the movie. That is so valid. You know what? I respect that. They're terrifying. They're creepy to begin with, but then when they're all singing in unison, yeah, no, your fear is very valid. Ronan commented, life or death level importance question coming in here. Why do hamsters never die normal deaths? They always go out in a blaze of glory. That is so true. I can confirm this. My pet hamster got eaten by a hawk. So did my pet duck, but that was later on. Anyway, my pet hamster got eaten by a hawk. I took my hamster in my backyard. I don't know why. Maybe that wasn't the smartest idea, but I was like 5, so. And a hawk just swooped down and carried it away. Really, really tragic. But honestly, I wasn't too upset about it at the time because that hamster was kind of mean. It was a biter. Tsuruji commented on your celebrity girlfriend takes you to her cozy cabin and said, love the series, but just a thought, why stage a breakup when a proposal would buzz even more? You are so right. I like the sound of that even more. Bronson Beagle commented on Pirate Girl rescues you and welcomes you aboard her ship and said, God, so many Pirates of the Caribbean references. Yeah, seriously, like every comment. And I love it. You can never have too many Pirates of the Caribbean references. Ryan LaRue commented on going on a road trip and said, I could have sworn she was saying chopstick rather than chapstick. I was very confused for a few minutes. You are not the only one. Quite a few people actually thought the same thing. And when I played it back, I realized it does indeed kind of sound like I'm saying chopstick, which in the context makes a lot less sense. Extra account commented on Girl Next Door spends the night during thunderstorm and said, wait, wasn't a couch mentioned like 2 minutes in? What happened to that option? It disintegrated into thin air for the sake of the plot. Afterglow, wait a minute, what? This person's name is Afterglow. They've stolen my identity. They said, Darling Straub has released a video called Cute Needy Cat Girl Wants Her. I am here to inform you of the high quality. Thank you very much for letting me know. Be sure to check that out, you guys. Gray Monahan commented on going on a road trip and said, yeah, I think I may be a little tiny bit addicted to this one. Well, actually quite a few of them, lol. Is that bad? I don't think it's bad. Granted, I am a little biased, but I don't think it's bad. I highly encourage it, actually. West Coast Caper commented on going on a road trip and said, I must have listened to this one a good dozen times so far. It all feels so natural and the responses that go through my head seem to fit perfectly. Amazing job as always, Glow. Aw, thank you so much. I'm so glad you like it. I was really, really excited about that one. I couldn't wait to post it because it was 17 minutes and I love making car ride role plays, and I was just really happy with how it turned out, so I'm really glad you like it. Thank you. Keen Mally commented, "You could absolutely master a Rapunzel. Similar voice to her. Would love to hear that." I love Rapunzel. I love Disney princess movies. I grew up being obsessed with them, so they're like my comfort genre, I guess. That actually would be pretty cool to do a Rapunzel type of roleplay. I actually was thinking of making some fairy tale themed roleplays, but they would maybe have like a modern spin. So I was thinking of doing a Cinderella one, but actually I'm really liking the Rapunzel idea. I will definitely think about doing that. Yakuri Lin commented on "Your Crush Confesses to You While You Sleep" and said, "Okay, I need to say this with the beginning. Burn the marshmallow a bit, then pull the outer layer off and eat it while sticking the inner bit back in the fire." Ooh, pro marshmallow toasting tips right here. Take notes, guys. Hybro commented on "You pick up your best friend's drunk older sister" and said, "I always love these drunk ones, or the you go to a party ones. I don't know, there's just something about the talking and the quiet music in the background." You know what? Me too. Me too. I really, really love making role plays that take place at parties. Anytime there's music in the background, I just feel like it, I don't know, it just adds something. It adds flavor. It makes things more immersive, I feel like. And I don't know, just fun. And you can match the music to the mood of the dialogue. I don't know. I do have quite a few ideas planned for some more party-themed audios, so keep on a lookout for those. I have so many audios planned. I have a list of like 80 or 90 ideas, and I just keep adding to it like every couple days. I'm just so excited to start working on those. Okay, so that's all for now. I'm going to wrap this up. Thank you guys for listening. Thank you for your support. And I will record another one of these next week. Bye, guys.